All right. As we hit the new year, our award-winning For the People is going to start getting much more engaged in a lot of the exciting things that are happening across college campuses in our listening area, the first of which will be to focus on Fairfield University. And one of our two guests this morning, biology major Samantha DiOrio, she is exploring how natural plant-derived compounds could help combat breast cancer. Her research is being mentored by biology professor Dr. Shelley Phelan, who's also on the line with us, and was recently selected for a presentation at the 2026 American Association for Cancer Research annual meeting. And this is really fantastic news. It is somewhat rare, as I know we'll hear from Dr. Phelan, for students to receive this level of elevation in their research. Really, really exciting stuff to talk about, and we want to get into that conversation right after we remind you, creative young musicians, that the District Music Hall and the nonprofit NHCPA Norwalk have opened up the entry portal for Battle of the Jam. This is a new live music competition for middle and high school students across Fairfield County. All eligible students with ambitions in music are invited to submit samples of their creations by the January 31st deadline. Then on March 1st, student musicians are going to perform live for a panel of judges and an audience for top honors prizes and the chance to record at Factory Underground with an industry producer showcasing their talents in a state-of-the-art venue on a professional stage. So to enter or register for free or for free tickets to the show, you can click on Battle of the Jam at districtmusichall.com. All right. From music to cutting edge breast cancer research science. Thank you guys once again for joining us here on the program. Once again, we've got Dr. Shelley Phelan, a biology professor at Fairfield University, and Samantha DiOrio, who is doing this exciting research. So, Dr. Phelan, why don't we start with you? Tee us up here. How does a student like Samantha kind of, you know, develop the relationship and the process to getting to where she is today? Is this something that you help to impart on all of your students?
Sure. Thank you. Thank you for having us. Yeah, undergraduate research is something we really prioritize at Fairfield University, especially in the sciences. So we like to communicate to our, even our first year students, what we're doing. And then we really encourage students that are interested in research, whether they are pre-med or potentially interested in a career in research, to join our labs as early as possible and really get integrated into all of the various elements that the research process entails. It's pretty time consuming, and we have a lot of students interested, but in my lab, I try to take students and allow them to do research with me for about 2 years.
Mm-hmm. So is this type of research that Samantha decided to pursue? Has this been something that you have seen other students interested in, or other professionals in the research world interested in elsewhere, either in Connecticut, across the country, around the world? How does this kind of research, kind of fit in with the mainstream, if you will?
Sure, sure. I've been at Fairfield University for 27 years, and most of that time I've been focused on cancer biology and sort of the cell and molecular mechanisms that govern how cancer cells become cancer cells and also how they acquire resistance to drugs. And over the last 5 to 7 years, there's been a real increasing interest in natural compounds because of their diversity in nature, their association in a preventative way with anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, and anti-cancer benefits. And also there's likely to be a lot less toxicity than the traditional chemotherapy approaches. So in my small lab, I've been focused on this for the last few years, and I've tried to let my undergraduate research students get involved in the projects that most interest them. And I do think that this area is starting to be a more a strong area of interest, even in much bigger labs at the national and international level. So I'm hoping that especially for breast cancers that tend to be quite resistant to traditional chemotherapy drugs, I'm really hoping that we can make carve out our small little niche in this area to try to contribute something meaningful.
Very good. Samantha, welcome back from break, and congratulations on all of the success that you're having so far, including helping me learn some new words. I think it's called punicic acid. Did I get that right?
Yes. Punicic acid.
Yep. And Old European? Is that right? These are words that trip off your tongue, but not mine. but these are a couple of the key components that you're focusing on in your research. Before we drill too deeply into that process, just give us a little bit of a snapshot of your background as a Fairfield University student and how the alignment of the planets has put you into both this unique and particular area of research.
Yeah, so I am a senior biology major at Fairfield. I have minors in biochemistry, psychology, and health studies. And I really first learned about this research, like Dr. Phelan was saying before, that they really try and immerse undergraduate students early on. So I first learned about this research that Dr. Phelan was doing in my very first semester at Fairfield in Gen Bio 1. So I was really just drawn to the fact that something so naturally occurring could really target very complex cancer pathways. And I was super interested in trying to figure out why or how. And then that had led me to Dr. Phelan. She was actually the professor of my Gen Bio 1 course. And with continued conversation and interest in the topic, the stars aligned, and I started working in her lab. I started sophomore year, spring semester, looking deeper into the papers and trying to figure out what topic I wanted to do. And then junior year, fall semester, when we really started cracking down on experiments.
And what is it about doing research on all natural courses of treatment was particularly interesting to you?
So many modern drugs are from natural compounds. So both of these compounds are, of course, naturally derived. As Dr. Sam was saying, again, they're relatively non-toxic, especially compared to chemotherapy agents. And they appear to target multiple mechanisms of cancer development. So the chemotherapy drugs also, they unfortunately also target healthier tissue, but hopefully with some compounds like olorepine and punicic acid, they can be a little bit more selective to the cancer cells specifically.
Would it be the ultimate goal that your research, either on its own or combined with others, would create yet another unique way of targeting specific therapy to specific type of breast cancer cells?
I would hope that within probably quite a few years and a lot of other research, that would be the goal. The ultimate goal, of course, would be trying to find a treatment that is still effective but is a little gentler on the body, because some people also experience severe side effects from chemotherapy, and it's very toxic to you. And like I was saying before, it also targets healthy cells as well. Mm. So just the overall goal of trying to be more selective and only target what needs to be targeted while keeping patients relatively more comfortable.
Mm. So you have presented locally here at the Fairfield 2025 Innovative Research Symposium. Did that create the template that you will utilize for the presentation at the American Association for Cancer Research annual meeting?
Partly, yes. So that symposium was conducted at the end of last year in April and only contained the data and the experiments that I had previously done. This past semester, we did a little bit of a shift from looking at, we were looking at reactive oxygen species in mitochondria of the cells and within the cell itself. But this past semester, we sort of switched to peroxide auxin genes, and those really just upregulate the, they're upregulated in cancer cells, and they essentially protect the cell from oxidative damage by breaking down those reactive oxygen species. So that is also a very big area, I think, in cancer research, is looking at those complex, those families of peroxide auxin genes to help bring that down. So based on that past research that I just did, that will also probably play a role in the template that I will be using for AACR.
Good. Well, thank you for that background information, Samantha.
Yeah.
Dr. Phelan, in the last couple minutes that we have, please take time to reflect a little bit to the folks that are listening on how this is just one small example of the kind of work that's getting done in labs and programs like yours, and why it reiterates and supports and reinforces the critical importance of keeping as many of these types of research programs fully funded and active as possible.
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, at places like Fairfield University, we don't have graduate students in our labs. So we are giving these research experiences to our undergrads, many of whom, like Sam, will go on to pursue PhDs or pursue medical degrees or whatnot and be contributors in the field based on that background. And while places like Fairfield cannot compete from a funding perspective or a space and facilities perspective with larger research institutions, we have a very unique opportunity to train our undergraduates in ways that undergraduates at those other institutions don't quite have. And it does take a lot of funding. It takes a lot of time on the part of the faculty and the students. But we have demonstrated the importance. I would say the vast majority of our students that go on to these post-grad programs really get those positions and opportunities in large part because of their undergraduate research experiences. So they're hugely important, and we are doing our best to continue a role in that process.
Biology major Samantha DiOrio is exploring how native plant-derived compounds could help combat breast cancer, along with the mentorship of her biology professor, Shelley Phelan. Dr. Shelley Phelan and Samantha, thank you so much for being part of the program this morning. Samantha, all the luck in the world in your future endeavors. And thank you again so much for being part of the program, both of you, this morning. We'll hopefully hear a lot more about you and this research in the coming years. But in the meantime, Happy New Year and